There are lots of things to do this weekend beyond the inaugural ceremonies. Whether you've got visitors in town or you're looking for something on your own, I talked about some of the options with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
Georgetown hosts its Dine Like a President weekend when visitors can take a self-guided tour of the Georgetown restaurants beloved by the chief executives, including Martin's Tavern, where JFK popped the question to Jackie, Bourbon Steak, where the Obamas celebrated their anniversary, and there's also a stop at Philomena, one of Bill Clinton's favorite pasta restaurants. And besides dining, Georgetown offers a two-hour guided tour of JFK's former homes, and that's Saturday, and it's free.
President Obama's first 4 years have been a political roller coaster, to say the least, and one exhibit this weekend chronicles the president's first 4 years through political cartoons.
That's right, a crazy 4 years, and this is a nonpartisan retrospective on Saturday that showcases work from some of the luminaries in political cartoons, including Tom Tolles from The Washington Post, Hal from The Economist, and Jimmy Margulies from Newsweek and The New York Times. It's one night only at Malmaison on Water Street downtown, and guests can hang out with the cartoonists themselves while enjoying complimentary food, live music, and a cash bar from 8 until midnight. Tickets are only $10 in advance and $15 at the door.
Mike, you never want us to forget our first president, and the folks at Mount Vernon have some fun in store for inauguration weekend. They wouldn't want to be left out.
Friday through Monday, kids can run around the huge estate and search for clues in the George Washington Presidential Scavenger Hunt. And while you're out Mount Vernon this weekend, you can actually take an oath of office by reciting the presidential oath. You also have a chance to see a rare George Washington copy of the Acts of Congress. This was his personal copy of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, specially printed for him during his first year in office, and his personal notes are in it too. This well-preserved book, by the way, fetched a cool $9.8 million when it was auctioned off last summer, breaking all records. And it'll be on display at Mount Vernon through February 18th.
And for those of us who didn't get invited to one of the swanky inaugural balls on Monday night, there's plenty out here, including a slice of Hawaii in D.C.
Indeed, over at Jack Rose Dining Saloon downtown, they'll have activities planned all weekend, but I really like the Hawaiian luau and pig roast. It's on Inauguration Day in honor of President Obama's home state. Starting at 6, their heated rooftop deck will turn into a luau with hula dancers, grass skirts, and a tiki bar serving up cocktails with fresh pineapples and coconuts, and even Hawaiian beer from the Kona Brewing Company and Kona Longboards for only $4.40 all night long.
That's Mike McCarthy. He's editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, joining us on Skype. Read more about all the events he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.